Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Hello, hello, hello. Good, wonderful Sunday evening. It's March the 3rd, 2024. I want to start off by saying that this is the church. This is the sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. The church, the sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. I have a sermon for you tonight that's going to be a wonderful sermon. We're going to talk about some realities, and we're going to talk about the word in the Bible, about God's word in the Bible. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. This is the first Sunday of March. For those who didn't get a chance to make church this morning, we're having church this evening. Right now at the church, the sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Some of the things I want you to think about tonight while I'm sharing the word with you is I want you to think about praising God. I want you to think about saying, thank you, Jesus. I want you to think about wisdom and the word of God. I want you to think about God's mercy and God's grace and how it plays such an important role in your life. God bless you. How are you? God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want you to think about the word perseverance, because sometimes when we're going through trials and tribulations, we have to persevere. I want you to think about salvation, God's salvation over our life. I want you to think, to God be the glory. Amen. Not to man be the glory, but to God be the glory. I want you to remember that God is a way maker. He will make a way out of no way at all. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know that, hey, Julie, how are you? God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want you to know that God is a way maker, a miracle worker, and a promise keeper, and a light in the darkness. Amen. I just want you to think about these things right now. God, our God is an on-time God. He doesn't come exactly when we want him, but he's an on-time God. Amen. And how many times can you just sit back and say, God favored me when everybody else is going through some trial, because everybody's going through something, but God favored you through whatever you were going through. Amen. I want you to remember that he always sees the best in you when everyone else around might just see the worst in you. Amen. God sees the best in you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring the word this morning, but before I bring the word this morning, I want you to just meditate on the words that I was just sharing with you, how God will order your steps. I want you to keep that in your heart. God will order your steps. And sometimes, even though we are good at what we do as human beings on earth, but sometimes we have to let go and let God. Amen. Sometimes we have to let go and let God. Praise God. That's right, Sister Julie. We have to let go and let God. And so with that being said, I'm going to open up with a prayer, and I'm going to get on a subject matter that could be sensitive to some people, but we can't sugarcoat the word of God. We have to tell the unadulterated truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. And it's not me. I'm just the messenger. And hallelujah, praise God. We got to tell the truth so we can tell somebody about what God wants us to do with his commandments, with his word. And we just have to be prayed up and stayed up and prayed up in the mighty name of Jesus. So let me start off with a prayer. Heavenly Father, somebody out there is homeless right now, God. Somebody out there just lost a mother or a father or a sister or a brother or a cousin or a niece or a nephew. Touch them right now, God. Heavenly Father, somebody's looking for a job right now. God, please bless them with that job. Oh, God, somebody is laying in the bed sick and is waiting on somebody to come and turn them over or feed them. Let them be fed and let them be touched, God, like never before. Now, God, somebody's having a problem at their job. Somebody's having a problem with their kids. Somebody's having a problem in their marriage. Somebody's having a problem somewhere right now. God, fix it like only you can. Heavenly Father, I ask for these situations that I just mentioned, that they be revitalized, rehabilitated, rejuvenated, and restored in the mighty name of Jesus. We just want to thank you, God, right now, God. If we have done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, omission, or commission, oh, Heavenly Father, please forgive us right now, God. Father, as I teach and preach your word, God, make it less of me and more of you. God, have your way tonight, and I promise to be ever so careful to give you all the glory and you all the honor. Thank you, God, for what you have done, and thank you, God, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hey, Sister Gloria Majors, welcome, welcome, welcome. Also, too, if you want to call in and say anything, hey, Edith, how are you? God bless you. Good to see you. If you want to call in and ask for a prayer request, or call in and say something about the sermon, you dial 646-787-8064. Write it down. Hallelujah. Sister Julie said, I touch and agree with the prayer in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Julie. If you want to call in and make a prayer request or have a testimony, dial 646-787-8064. Dial in, I'll get you on right away, and everybody can hear you loud and clear, and we'll get in a prayer request, a testimony, or whatever it might be, right here on The Church, The Sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. If you want to listen to me on Instagram, good evening, God bless you. If you want to listen to me on Instagram, it's Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram Live right now. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram Live. If you want to listen to me on Facebook, it's Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live right now. So you can catch me on Instagram or Facebook or Blog Talk Radio at 646-787-8064. Evangelist Moni Scott, I see you. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Moni Scott. How are you? Now, I want to get right into the word. We pray. You know, I talked about some things that I want you to hold into your heart while I'm praying. I want you to praise God while I'm praying, while I'm preaching and teaching. I want you to thank God. I want you to remember the wisdom in the words. I want you to remember the mercy and the grace that God shares with us each and every day, and perseverance and salvation. But tonight, our sermon is, have our kids stop serving God. Our sermon is, have our kids stop serving God. I'm talking about from the age of 20 on down to 2 years old. Have they stopped serving God? That's our sermon. That's our sermon. Our scripture is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. And this is going to be a little bit sensitive for some mothers and fathers, but we have to face the realities when it comes to God's commandments. We have to keep God's commandments. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, and it reads, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Julie. Yes, Ephesians 6 and 1. Praise God. Now, that was one version, but let me read it here also from the King James Version. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Now, I have some more scriptures I'm going to go to, but first let me draw a picture for you. Just tonight, in Atlanta, Georgia, they had a new opening of Magic Mountain. A new Magic Mountain just opened. Okay, now, I just want you to listen to this. I saved it so that you could hear it. And I'm going to turn it up nice and loud so there will be no mistakes. And a lot of our kids are out of control now. If they're not on drugs, they're selling drugs. If they're not selling drugs, they're shooting each other. If they're not shooting each other, they're dying in car accidents. They're dying of alcoholism. They're dying of jealousy and animosity. And, of course, so many other different things, which, you know, we'll talk about throughout the sermon. And this is sensitive, very, very sensitive. But listen to this word. Okay, now this happened. Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop that right there. Now, they said it was between 400 and 500 teenagers running through Magic Mountain, fighting, hitting people. There was not enough police there to control it. Then when the police did get there, one of the youth was shooting it out with the police, and of course they shot him. I don't know if he died or not, but he was severely wounded. Well, number one, do you know what your kids are doing when they leave your house? Do you know where your kids are when they leave your house? Do you check your kids' computers? Do you check your kids' phones? Do you know who they're texting and emailing? With all these kids coming up missing, all these young, wonderful kids coming up, teenagers, just missing. Somebody makes a friend with them on the internet, and they think that this person is better than their parents. I just heard of another case where some young people were online dating, supposedly online dating with other teenagers, and ended up, the young lady was kidnapped by a adult man. Luckily, they found him and found the girl unhurt, but still, do you know what your kids are doing? Do you know where they are? Do you know who they socialize with? Do you know if they're on drugs or not? Do you know if they're living a lifestyle that you have no idea that they're living? They walk out the door dressed one way and get halfway to school and they got on a whole nother outfit. They're listening, they're cursing at their parents. They're hitting their parents. They're screaming at their parents. They're disrespecting their parents. Now, I'm not saying all of our young people are doing that, because we have a lot of respectable young people too, but we have a lot of unruly, disrespectful youth who will say and do anything and don't have an inch of God in them. They're not going to church anymore. Parents are not making their kids go to church. They, oh, you want to go to church? No, I ain't going to no church. Well, guess what? In my house, when I was growing up, you didn't have a choice of whether you were going to church or not. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. When we were young, our parents went through our backpack. Amen? Hallelujah. Our parents went through our backpack. So, let's see. I'm having a little problem here with Instagram. And so I'm going to go back to Instagram again. And I'm going to start Instagram. Give me one moment here. I'm going to go back to Instagram. And there we go. All right, so when we were growing up, our parents went through our backpack. Our parents went through our stuff, our dresser drawers, and anything else they wanted to go through, because they were our parents. And you would submit, okay? Because if you didn't, you were going to get a spanking or something. I'm just using the word spanking, okay? And that could be with a belt or a switch or who knows what. But now, you know, kids are just out of control. And they're on social media. They can find anything on social media. I knew, I don't want to say any names, but one person, two parents came to me and said that their 11-year-old was addicted to porn. Okay? We don't know what our kids are doing on the phone. Do you have a safety check on your child's phone? Everybody got phones. They go to school. They don't even want to learn because they're in the classroom with their phone. They're not listening to the teacher. They're not paying attention to what's going on. Instead, they're doing whatever they want to do. So that's why I read this scripture. And I'm going to read it one more time. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, 2, and 3, actually. And it reads, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Why are our kids dying so young? I'll tell you why our kids are dying so young. Our kids are dying young because they're out there doing crazy things, like what happened in Magic Mountain. I've seen so many videos where our young people are dying young because they're arguing on Facebook, they're challenging each other on Facebook, they're bullying people on, not just Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and everything else. I'm just using, I'll just say social media. Social media has become a weapon for some kids. Some kids can't even put their phone down. As I stated to you before, one kid, a 12-year-old, and the mother took his cell phone. He took a bat and beat everything in her house to death. Chairs, couches, toilet seat, mirrors, just because she took his phone. This is a 12-year-old out of control. And let me say something to all the fathers out there. We need mentors. We need leaders. If there is a mother without a father in the house, it's always good to ask them, do they need a mentor? Do they need someone to assist them or help them with their kids? Or get them into a program, you know, get them into a girls or boys club or the YMCA or the YWCA. Keep them busy. But also check them out and make sure you know exactly what they're doing. Now, for some reason, I just had, like, my Instagram just went down. But thank God for Facebook Live. And we were just live on Instagram. And, you know, sometimes when you're talking about something that's very important, for whatever reason it might be, you know, the devil don't want to get out. He don't want to save the kids. He wants to steal their souls. He wants to steal their lives. And he wants to steal them, period. And it's happening a lot. A lot of our kids are dying and perishing so young because they don't know God's commandments. They're not being sat down and being taught the word of God. So I challenge every parent everywhere that has kids that are talking back to you, disrespecting you in the store, hollering at you in front of the public, to get them in the church and get them more involved with God and talk to them about the Bible and share with them about the goodness of God. Because if you listen to the music that our young people are listening to now, you're like, wow, all they talk about is death, material, watches, and money and all that, killing somebody, calling a woman out of her name. I don't hear any good music like I used to hear. Every now and then you'll hear a good song, but most of the music now is tainted with demonic lyrics. Killing, stealing, selling drugs, beating people up. It's just crazy. So I want to go to some scriptures that I put down that I want to share, because I feel like I don't want to just preach what I'm feeling. I want to preach the word of God. Amen. I want to do some expository sharing with you about the word of God. I want to read it right from the word. And so I want to go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Write it down. It says, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. God has given you life. But a lot of I knew a young man, God bless his heart. His grandmother called me and said, my grandson's out of control. They were trying to kick him out of school. Thank you so much, Julie. Yes. They were trying to kick him out of school. And so I actually went to the school, you know, my organization, the LA Civil Rights Association. You know, we don't get paid for the work we do. We do the work because we love to do it. Amen. We went down to the school, saved him from getting kicked out of the school district, got him back into school, got him back on track with his grades. I mentored with him, talked to him, shared time with him. Hey, Brother Virgil Johnson, welcome, my brother. Welcome, welcome. And then about 6 months later, he was in the car with some other friends coming down, I guess, somewhere between Hyde Park and the hill over Crenshaw right there near Crenshaw and Hyde Park. Do you know they lost control of the vehicle and crashed and he died? So the same young man that I was mentoring and helping him, and the grandmother called me, she was crying, and I said, well, Miss Mary, what's wrong? She said, it's so-and-so. I said, well, is he okay? She said, no, he's in the hospital in critical condition. And I'm just testifying something to you about how young our kid, he was 18 years old, but he was in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people. And I went to the hospital and I read him his final rites. I prayed over him. And not long after I left him, they took him off of life support. And that hurt me to my heart because I was nurturing this young man. I was helping him, and he was coming around, but for some reason, he kept getting magnetized to that crowd. And that crowd that he was in was like a clique, and that clique was not serving God at all. They were doing things that they should not be doing. And this is why I brought up the sermon. Do you know what your kids are doing? Do you know where your kids are? Are our kids falling away from the church? Because like I said, when I was growing up, we had to go to church and we had to praise God and we had to learn the word. We had to recite Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We had to recite Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. I was in the choir. I went camping with the church. They kept us busy. So just like I said, I can't even name how many school shootings there have been. And these are all done by kids who got their hands on guns, became mad at somebody because they bullied them, which bullying is just as wrong. And then they come back to school and shoot a lot of innocent people that don't deserve to be shot. The devil is busy stealing away our kids. The devil is stealing your nephew, your niece, your cousin, your family members. He's busy. So we got to teach our kids God's word. Let me go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 24. I'm just not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to start at Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to read through a little bit. And in Ephesians chapter 6, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I started sharing this with you earlier. Honor your mother, your father, and your mother, that it may go well with you, that you may live long on the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Okay, let's stop right there. I'm not saying that you don't need to be firm with your kids, because you do. Yes, that's right, Julie. Right back to 6 and 1. I want to reiterate that again, that our kids need to learn how to obey their parents. They a lot of them try to disrespect their parents in front of other people. I mean, parents come up to the school now like they're ready to kill somebody because their kid is acting out of character. If your kid is coming to school acting crazy, and then that you got to go up to the school and take off from work because you need to talk to the counselors or the principal or whoever, apparently your kid is not an angel, because if they were, you wouldn't have to go up to the school to have a meeting. So parents out there that are listening right now, accept the reality of what these kids are out here doing. You don't know what they're doing when they leave your house unless you instill integrity, dignity, social skills, etiquette, the love of God, the love for themselves, and the respect and dignity for others. And until you plant these seeds, if they're just growing up doing what they want to do, being who they want to be, saying what they want to say online all day and all night, you can't even come to the table without their cell phone. And that's another thing we got to get back to the basics of, sitting down having dinner as a family. You know, when you say pass the potatoes, pass the cornbread, pass the greens, pass the chicken. You know, so then, how was your day today? How was your day? What's going on with school? What's happening in your life? Because if we don't know what our kids are going through, we don't know who they're being controlled by and what they're being controlled by. There was one young lady, and this is a true testimony, who was watching some program where it kept hypnotizing her, telling her to go out and do something to other people in the name of God. But what God was she doing it in the name of? Well, they got her so worked up that she actually went to the school and she stabbed her instructor and a couple other kids with a knife. And she said that she was told by whatever following she was following to do these terrible things. So we have to see what our kids are doing. Let me go to Mark chapter 7, verse 10. Mark chapter 7. Verse 10, for Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. Now, I'm not wishing nothing bad on a kid at all, but when a kid is hard-headed and they don't listen, and you say, hey, no, don't go to that party, And this happened to a young man that I know, and God bless his heart. I'm not saying no names. I'm just putting him in my sermon. Young man wanted to go to a party, and his parents said, no, we don't want you to go. He snuck out the window. He went to the party, and on his way home, he was shot and killed by some people that had no reason to shoot and kill him, but they chased him down like an animal, and they shot him in cold blood. And the parents were devastated, and they're still devastated that their kid didn't listen to them and not go to the party. I can give you another situation and another situation and another situation. Speaking of that, let me go to, hold on a second here. Hold on. I want to get this right. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Now, all these are scriptures from the Word of God. What can you learn from the Bible? Everything. You want to learn how to eat? It's in the Bible. You want to learn how to live? It's in the Bible. You want to learn how to walk right? It's in the Bible. You want to learn how to talk right? It's in the Bible. Open it up and read it, and you will get a plethora of information that can help you be successful in your walk on this planet Earth, in this life that God has given us. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22 reads, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. And let me tell you something. God bless the grandmothers, okay? You got grandmothers out there doing the mother's job and the father's job. And yes, yes, hallelujah, praise God. Yes, yes, hallelujah, praise God. That is the word, Edith, yes. Proverbs chapter 23 and 22 and Mark 7 and 10. Hallelujah. Now wait. I can't help it. I gotta tell you what it says. Let's go to the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3. Now it says that if you disrespect your mother and father, you will surely die. And these kids are dying on an altar. I can't tell you how many funerals I've done in the past that were kids under the age of 25. Gang banging, shootings, car accidents, drunk driving, pill overdoses, fentanyl overdoses. It's just crazy how this devil is stealing away all of our young people. And I'm praising God every day for the ones who do listen to their parents, for the ones who do want to go on and go to college and finish your education and get a good job and be an outstanding citizen in society and also be a servant for God. My heart goes out to them. My hat goes off to them. It's so extremely very important that we as adults give our kids the proper leadership, because one who does not have leadership will become a follower and follow in the wrong direction. Yes, Leviticus. Yes, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3. Chapter 19, verse 3. Yes, hallelujah. I see 10 and 3. I'm going to look that up. And it reads, Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. So God is saying in Leviticus 19:3, you will respect. You will have respect. And if you don't keep God's Sabbath, and if you don't listen to God and follow his word, you shall surely perish. Because you will put yourself in a situation where the demons are, and yes, Leviticus 19:3, and they will devour you. They will devour you. And so the reason why this is on my heart to preach this tonight, to teach this tonight, because so many great, I remember a young man that was a football player. I'm not going to say his name. I knew both of his parents. He asked his father to go to a party, and his father said, no, 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 because he was getting ready to get signed on. He was going to the NFL no matter what happened. Hallelujah, plays, hallelujah, radio, praise God, thank you, thank you. He was on his way to being a superstar. He was a superstar football player. He played for LA High School. I knew his mom and his dad. I went to school with his dad. And the next thing I know, I get a call. Is this Pastor Jones at Civil Rights? Yeah. I met with him and he told me the story. His son was shot and killed right outside of his home. He heard the gunshots. He ran outside. He didn't see anything. But the reason why he didn't see anything, because his son was down in between the cars. And then sure enough, he kept looking around and he found his son. And my heart goes out to that family, even to this day. That happened a couple of years ago. But still, we're losing our kids to this demonic force. The devil is busy stealing and killing innocent lives. I don't even, you know, when my kids tell me they're all adults now. But when they used to say, I want to go to a house party, no. Capital no. No. Well, can I go and spend it? No. You ain't spending the night. No, too much going on. Your friends can come over here and visit you. You got a big old yard in the back. You can play, do whatever y'all want to do. But these days, you got to keep an eye and that cell phone, which is an electronic leash, connected to you and your kids so you can know what they're doing. Go over there and snatch your phone and see who they're texting, who they're talking to, if they're doing some explicit things on the phone that they shouldn't be doing. And I've had parents call me about that, about situations where their kids were doing things on the phone that they shouldn't have been doing. I said, well, whose phone is it, yours or theirs? You gave them the privilege to have the phone, but see, just like, that's the word. The word is privilege. Everything in your house is a privilege to your children. Your light switch is a privilege. Your refrigerator is a privilege. Huh? The blankets they cover up with is a privilege. The food they eat is a privilege. The cell phone, the clothes, the Nike tennis shoes, all privileges, thanks to the parents. And guess what? In my house, you had to earn your privileges. And that's the problem nowadays. You know, you buy, I want them $200 Nikes or I'm not going to school. And then the parents run out and get them some $200 Nikes. And they still don't go to school. Oh, I want to be the best dressed in the school. Well, do you have the best grades in the school? What is your GPA? What is your grade point average right now? Show me what you're doing so then I can make those things applicable to your life. But if you're just going to be fronting and I'm buying you all these clothes and getting you school books and you're not going to school, you're deceiving me and yourself. And you're opening up more doors for the devil to play on the playground with you. And when you get through playing with the devil, he's going to have your soul. And who's going to be sad? The whole family. So an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. Hallelujah, praise God. Let's get back to the word. I want to go to Matthew chapter 5, and I'll start at verse 1. Matthew chapter 5, and I'll start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, I'll go to verse 1. And it says, seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And the Beatitudes, hallelujah, yes, the Beatitudes are applicable to what our kids need to be. This is what our kids need to learn. We need to teach our kids Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, and all the way through. Because the Beatitudes will help you have a better attitude on life. Amen. Praise God. I know this is not falling on deaf ears. Somebody needs to hear this right now. You know, our God is an awesome God. He's an on-time God. He's an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God, light of all lights, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And our God doesn't have time to play. We let go of his hand. He's constantly holding our hand. He's constantly carrying us through all kinds of stuff, stuff that we can't even imagine. How in the world did I get through that? Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that he gave you enough endurance and enough strength and enough mercy and grace to help you get through a situation. So I dare you to sit down the next time with your niece or your nephew or any of your family members and just sit down and talk to them about God. Sit down and tell these young people what they need to hear about God. I know they can always talk about all this other stuff. And then you got all these young people, like 18 years old with three kids. 20 years old with 5 and 6 kids. It, without leadership, that's what happens. And let me testify this other situation that took place, and I'm giving you these testimonies for a reason. This is why we need to talk to our young people. There was a young lady, probably in her 20s, was outside when it was like 20 degrees outside, took her baby in a Walmart, and all he had on was a diaper, and she was fully clothed. She had on a head cover, clothes, shirt, big old everything, and the baby had on a diaper with nothing on, just a diaper. So the people in the store had to come and dress the baby right there on the spot. And of course, somebody called the police, which they called Child Protective Services, and they arrested her and took her child. And now she got to go through anger management, parenting classes. What is my point here? My point is that she had the proper leadership, the proper person talking to her. She would never bring her two-year-old out in the 20 below zero weather while she's all dressed and putting him in a basket and throwing frozen food on top of him. It's despicable. It's unbelievable. It's unheard of. But guess what? The reason why it is heard of, because if you don't have the proper teaching, and I tell people all the time, and I'll say it right here during this teaching and sermon, it all starts at home. Everything starts at home. How to talk. Proper etiquette, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Even when the police pull our kids over, the reason why they end up going to jail because their mouth gets out of control. The officer says, can I see your registration and your license? No problem, sir. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Turn your light on in the car. If it's dark, roll your window all the way down and just follow the procedures, and 9 times out of 10, you'll be out of that mess. But if you don't have proper etiquette and no one has ever taught you, you still got the music up, you got marijuana blowing out the window, and then you roll the window down, the smoke comes out, and you're talking about, oh, what's cracking, officer? Well, guess what? You're going already. Because you're going to make him upset, and he's going to impound your car, he's going to take you down for possession of marijuana because you're rolling dirty. When you need to be rolling with God, and you need to be rolling clean. But if you haven't been taught how to roll clean, then how can you do it? So that's what I'm reiterating tonight. I want to go to Ruth. Hallelujah. I want to go to Ruth chapter 1. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. I just want to share this with you. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. It says, but Ruth said, do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will be, I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you. So she is making a commitment to God. She's making a commitment to herself that she's going to follow God for the rest of her life, no matter. Yes, thank you very much, Julie. Ruth chapter 1, verse 6, no matter what happens. She is dedicated to God, no matter where she goes. Amen? These are the things we need to teach our kids, how to be dedicated to God, how to be respectful to their parents and dedicated to their parents, and stop trying to be your child's friend. Okay? Somebody going to get mad at me tonight because I'm going to tell it like it is. Okay? We can't be our kids' friends and their parents, too. I told my, hey, I'm never going to be your friend. I'm always going to be your parent. We're going to have a very good relationship. I'm going to respond to you when you need me, but I'm not your friend, not on that level ever. I am a father. You are a child. You will remain in a child's place until, and even as an adult, there's certain things I do not want to hear coming from your mouth. No, we're not going to be drinking together. No, we ain't going to be partying together. No, we're not going to be doing that together. Now, if you have a birthday party and your dad comes, yeah, okay? Or if I have a party and I invite you and it's a family gathering, yeah. But I'm talking about if you're sitting down drinking alcohol with your kids and they're still youngsters, you know that ain't right. If you passing a stick of marijuana to your kid, you know that ain't right. If you're doing drugs in front of your kids, you know that ain't right. Okay? So it all starts with us as parents, how we lead, how we guide, and how we direct. But if your child, if something happened between you and your child, and you know you weren't in their life for a couple of years, that they can't judge you based on that. They can't judge you at all. God is the judge. But at least you can say, hey, I made a mistake, because people make mistakes, and sometimes kids get caught up in those mistakes. And that's why it's always good to tell young people, well, you weren't even born when that happened, so that's not applicable to you. So don't you worry about that, what's going on. That's between me and your mom, okay, or me and your dad. So we have to talk to our kids when we have situations, and then they see those situations and they come and question those situations. It's time to sit down and have a nice talk. It's time to educate your kids on things that are out of their control and things that are in their control. And them praising God and seeking God's face is in their control, and personal things between mom and dad is out of their control. Some things kids don't need to hear mom and dad talking about. Sometimes we have parents, and I see these young parents arguing like crazy, and the guy is calling her, you know what I mean, man, you know what I mean, dude, calling her the dude and calling her the man. Shut up, man, you know. No, that's not how you, that's not how you talk to your woman. That is not how. But however, if you came from a single parent home and you're the only boy and there's no man in the house to teach you how to be a man, there lies the problem. It takes a man to teach a young man how to be a real man. It takes leadership. It takes mentoring. It takes taking out time to talk to these young people. That's all they need. Even if his pants is hanging down in the back, you can pull him to the side in a very respectful, dignified way and say, hey, young man, can I talk to you for a minute? I want to share something with you that could change your life. You know? And sometimes that's all they need. Even if you smile and say, hey, young man, how you doing? It's a beautiful day, man. How's everything going? Oh, well, you know, I was just thinking about hurting myself just now. Oh, no, you don't want to do that. You got everything in the world to live for. What can we do to make it better? Well, I'm out of a job. Well, let's see if we can find you a job then, so we can get you an income. Yeah, I just want an income so I can take care of me and my kids. Well, hey, let's work on that right now. Let's go to EDD. Let's find out where they're hiring, and let's get you a job, because a job is better than no job at all. But the first job of parenting is teaching kids how to be right in the home first, so then when they leave that door, it will not depart from them. And that's why God said it's okay to spare the rod on the child, because you want to teach them at home. You don't want them to get whooped by the police or whooped by the gang members or whooped by somebody. If they all have it all right at home and they get all that wisdom and knowledge at home, when they get out in the streets, they know how to perform, how to de-escalate a situation, because they learn these key things at home. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. I am just, oh my gosh. Let's see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I want to go back up here. I want to go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. And then I'm going to begin to wind down from this sermon and share some closing remarks with you. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God has given you. When you, hallelujah, praise God. Yes, Proverbs chapter 13 and 24, spare the rod, spoil the child. You know, thank you, Julie, Deuteronomy 5 and 16, we have overly spoiled our kids now. Literally. Have you ever seen a household where five people, the mother's in there cooking, she got five kids, and they all want something different? Who can afford to do that? Rich people don't even do that. If the chef makes spaghetti, everybody's eating spaghetti and salad and garlic bread. oh, but I eat like this and my child eat like that, so I got to do this. No, you don't. If that be the case, come on in here in the kitchen, kids. It's time to learn how to cook. That way you can go in there and start cooking your meal, and while you at it, cook me a meal. I'm the one providing everything for you from the age of 0 up to 18 and then beyond that. Amen? And a lot of these kids, unfortunately, they'll tell you in a minute, I don't know how to cook, because they're not being taught how to cook. They'll eat it up in a second and throw the dishes in the sink and won't even wash them. There's no maids in the house. No. My relationship with my kids are, you want that allowance? Your bed need to be made up. The trash need to be taken out. You know your chores and your responsibilities. Show me. Don't tell me. Show me. And I know some of y'all might remember this as I begin to close out. When I was younger, if you left a skillet and put it in the oven trying to hide it, you'd be waking up in the middle of the night with a belt. You'd be waking up in the middle of the night and you would go in there and wash that skillet or that pot that you left on the stove. And you better not waste any food. Waste not, want not. All I'm saying to you is, let's stop spoiling our kids to the point to where they think they can say anything, do anything. And trust me, it ain't cute. I look at TikTok and I see mothers putting their babies on TikTok doing the most terrible things. I don't even want to say it. And I'm like, wow, who does that? Amen? You putting your kids on TikTok with full makeup on and eyeliner and hairdo like a grown-up, and, you know, you setting your kid up for failure. You making them think that they're all that in a bag of those chips, and they're just kids. And they don't even know how to be a kid anymore because everybody wants them to be adults while they're being kids. No. Stop. Take a look. Get involved. And stay involved and find out where they are, what they're doing. Because it only takes, exactly, Brother Virgil said, babies having babies. Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. That's what I'm preaching about tonight. Our babies are having babies. And then okay, let me give you one more example. This is true. I saw a mother walking down the street, and she was dragging her three-year-old little boy by the hand. She called him everything but his name. She said, come on, you little, and you know what I'm going to say. She cursed that little baby out so bad. I walked up to her and I said, excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? I said, you know, how old is your son? Oh, he's 3. I said, he's crying. I said, do you know why he's crying? She said, yeah, because he don't want to do it. No, that's not why he's crying. Number one, you're cursing him out, and he knows what those words mean. He knows, even if he don't know the definition, he knows that those are hurtful words. And I don't want you to get upset with me. I just want to share something with you because I care enough to see you, young sister, in our community, and I want to give you some free information. He's probably tired because you're walking fast and he can't walk as fast as you. Now you're dragging him and you're cursing at him at the same time. I know you don't want to carry him, but maybe you should just stop, rub his back, rub his head, give him a bottle or whatever, comfort him for a minute, and then he'll be willing to walk with you just a little bit longer. And I thought she was going to get crazy. You know what she said? She said, thank you so much, sir. I said, no, you're welcome, young lady. I said, each one reach one and each one teach one. So I want to close out with the scripture that I opened with, which was Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. And then I'm going to close out. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. This has been a wonderful, wonderful word. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for everybody that came on tonight, Lord. Thank you, God, that it did not fall on deaf ears. And Father, thank you that it will remain in the archives and it'll be played over and over again. I want to thank you, God, for your leadership, your direction, for ordering our steps. Father, you're an on-time God. You're a merciful God. Now, Father, I ask that you bless the homeless, bless the young children, God, that they'll stop shooting each other. bless the kids that got trampled over at the amusement park in Atlanta, the Magic Mountain, the new Magic Mountain that opened. God bless those kids that got trampled over. Bless the young man that got shot by the police because he was shooting at the police. And bless any kid that's in jail right now in a juvenile system. Lord, get them out and teach them right. God, bless anybody that's homeless. Bless anybody that's sick and shut in, God. Just bless every family, Lord, every single mother, every single father. Bless the grandparents that are taking care of the kids instead of the parents. But most of all, God, bless the children because the children are our future. And God, when you see these little 5 and 6 and 7-year-olds walking around here using foul language and teenagers walking down the street cursing them, disrespecting adults, Lord, I just ask that you touch their tongues and twist them enough for them to understand the difference between right and wrong, dignity, integrity, and respect. Lord, I believe you will touch them, and I believe that you'll touch us, God, right where we are, God. If there's anyone on the line that's going through any kind of trials or tribulations, illnesses, or sicknesses, please touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Please rehabilitate them, revitalize them, rejuvenate them, and restore them. Now, God, may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. And everybody just say amen. Just type in amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Whew, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Just have a couple of brief announcements. One of my announcements is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. will be the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, a civil rights radio talk show that comes on every Monday from 9 a.m. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Edith. Yes, thank you. And I'll tell my wife, I will. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow morning. And you do not want to miss this. It's going to be a really, really, really good topic and really good show. We're going to have an African-American airplane pilot, captain, that's going to be on. We're going to have some very interesting guests on. You don't want to miss. This is going to be so, so good. From 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, so please come and join us. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Virgil. Thank you, Edith. Thank you, Gloria Rogers. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Don't go anywhere. I want to close out with just a short song. Just writing down some notes here. And thank you for bearing with us. And thank you for being with us. Now, I want to say this to you. If you know somebody who has a problem with their kids, hang out with them and talk with them for a while. Everybody needs somebody to talk to them sometimes and get these kids right, okay? Because our kids are just, man, they acting up. And so this is why we need school police. This is why we need counselors. This is why we need mentors. This is why we need fathers in the home. This is why we need fathers and mothers in the home. This is why we need a family structure, because a family that prays together stays together. Amen? So, again, I want to thank you for joining us. And I want to close out with this short song. I don't own the rights to this song. I do not own the rights to this song. And I'm going to sing it. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Oh, in his arms I feel protected. And in his arms, never misdirected, no. In his arms, I feel protected. And there's no place I'd rather be. Falling, falling, falling. with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. God bless you on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you on Instagram Live. God bless you on Facebook Live. I hope to see you all tomorrow morning. If you're not at work and you're at home and you have the time, tune in to the world's greatest Blog Talk Radio talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, phenomenal, beautiful, beautiful night. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.